I am proud to say I was in attendance of the very first production put on by the Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls. That was in 1994, and the Adirondack Theater Festival is now, do the math, is celebrating their 25th anniversary season. Running now through August 9th, the festival will present four main stage productions, a concert reading, a greatest hits cabaret, a musical comedy show, and a dinner theater for kids. No matter what you attend, you'll see top-level professional artists performing major new works. Producing artistic director Chad Rabinowitz is with us. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Great to be here again.
Wonderful to have you here. Congratulations. This is quite a milestone.
Thanks. Thanks. And as you read through that list, I'm like, oh, man, we've got a lot of work to do this season.
You do have a lot of work. Let's just talk for a moment about, this is what, your year three, four?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year. My God. So a fifth of the 25 years has been under your tutelage.
Yeah, and I had no idea that you were here in the beginning.
I was there under at a different radio station.
Okay. We won't talk about it then.
But only no, it's fine. And then I left there and came here, and I've been there. I've been here ever since. So, but yeah, I saw it was Jason Robards and Elaine Stritch, and it was Love Letters, and it was an amazing evening. And I don't think anybody will mind me saying, but it was in a campground trailer park.
Yeah. And if you ask our founders, David and Martha, that, you know, 25 years later, not only would we still exist, but ATF would be thriving in the way that it is today, in a gorgeous, renovated building, you know, Woolworths.
Former Woolworths.
Yeah. Right. In the Wood Theater. I mean, they're constantly flabbergasted by it, and it's really heartening to be a part of the process, just to be involved in the 25 years of success.
Yeah. So how, when you set out for a season, do you think to yourself, oh, okay, well, this is what we'll do? And I assume I'm asking you, how is that process different in an anniversary year than it would be in any other year?
Well, really, it's just a whole lot more pressure, because every, like, seriously, that's the problem, is it's the strain of the being the producing artistic director is every year I'm trying to be better than the year before. And that's in so many ways. How can we make the shows bigger and better? How can we make them more emotionally impactful, funnier, larger in scale? How do we make our staff and the whole season run more smoothly? How do we get more people in? So then when you hit this milestone year where we know, oh, okay, this has got to be the big one. There's a lot of attention on us. So I'm trying to find the best new plays and musicals in the world. And there's a lot of work. This is years in the planning. It wasn't like, oh, you know what I decided to do this year? We've been working on this for quite some time.
So do you, by what you just said, is there a case where a play will come across your radar and you'll say, oh, that's really great, we should do that, maybe let's hold it for the 25th?
Sort of. I'd say yes to that, but also, for example, with something like Calling All Kates, it was a matter of, I knew that this was going to be a great way to kick off the 25th anniversary, but I also knew that when we were developing it, it was going to take me that long to get it ready. So I could have, fast-tracked it to the 24th, but it fit as the really enjoyable start of our anniversary season. But I also knew that I wanted the time to get that script right for this opening.
So Calling All Kates is the romantic musical comedy that just opened this past weekend and will run through the 22nd. You were directing this?
If you like it, that's true. Yes, I am directing this.
So tell us a little bit about this this story of, a perfect honeymoon, ..
Yeah. So, man, this is based on a true story about a guy who plans a honeymoon around the world for him and his fiance, and then she breaks up with him. So he's left with non-refundable, non-transferable plane tickets, as we all know, and then does a social media search to find someone with the exact same name as his ex-fiance to travel the world with him. And so we're now watching these two strangers, one going through the hardest time in his life, the other who's never traveled outside of her hometown. Will they fall in love? Will they get along? It's this musical adventure that is unlike anything else. And I'm telling you, it's to say it's the feel-good show of the season is wrong. It's the feel-good show of the century. It's just true. It's the show. I tell everyone, it's the show that reminds you that the world is a great place to live in. It's just so wholesome and fun and heartfelt. It will leave you crying. It will leave you laughing in stitches. And it will just make you, it's the show that you walk out and you just feel great to be alive.
I think you're onto something, Chad, because I think we can use these reminders.
And I'll tell you, we can. And it's not an accident that we're planning this. When I developed it originally, because we ATF commissioned the play.
Yep.
So from the seed of the idea, I hired the writers to work on it. We've been developing it for years. And when I originally staged the first developmental production, it happened to be right after the election. And people sent me thank you notes from both sides of the aisle. Just it was time to get away from all of that. And it was this escape that I think theater needs to be more than it ever has been. And I'll tell you, this is the best place to escape.
It's Calling All Cates, and it's a wonderful musical comedy, and it is running now through the 22nd. Now, help me with a name here. Okay. The Enlightenment of Percival von Schmutz.
You don't need any help. All right. Nailed it.
I love saying it. I know. I was hoping it was right. July 5th through the 13th. How would you describe this particular show?
It is best described as Monty Python meets the Dark Ages.
All right.
It's, Percival is the last living optimist in the Dark Ages. He comes to find out that people keep dying around him, they're very not hygienic back then. So lots of diseases. He learns that the world is not as great as he once thought, and so he sets out on this epic quest to take the world out of the dark and into the light. And again, it's exactly what we need right now. It sort of parallels our times and gives us an opportunity to laugh at them. I'm not even gonna put any stipulations on it. It's the funniest darn show that I've come across. 5 minutes into reading the script, I couldn't stop laughing, and I told the playwright, "I'm in." That's how fun. I mean, I didn't even finish the play, and then I kept reading it, and it just got better and better. It's so laugh out loud funny. If you like, Monty Python, Spamalot. If you like Book of Mormon, kind of stuff. This is the shoo-in huge hit of the season.
So you start off with two musical comedies.
Yeah.
And then you sober us.
Oh man, yeah, we're taking a big turn after that.
And then Sequence comes in toward the end of July.
You're going on a roller coaster ride now, because then Sequence is a science thriller. It's a multiple award-winning play out of Canada. It's won like all these major awards, Best New Play. It won the Woodward Newman Drama Award, named after Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman, for Best New Drama, about Theo, who's Time Magazine's luckiest man alive, because he's bet on the Super Bowl coin toss for 20 straight years, double or nothing. And now it's the 21st year, and he's about to bet $800 million or lose it all on a single coin flip, when a young woman walks in and says that she thinks she knows the mathematical secret behind his luck. And it's ultimately a play about whether luck is coincidental, whether it's divine intervention, or whether luck is actually built into our DNA. It redefines the word mind-blowing. I'm telling you, it's just the most intelligent play that I've come across, and it's so captivating. You'll be sitting on the edge of your seat for a science drama. Unlike anything you've seen before.
Science drama.
Yeah, right?
That's a new genre.
And it is. It is. And it's super trendy, too. But it is about, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, and the sequence of event, and does order matter? And you will leave a smarter human being and with a new outlook on the universe.
Well, if that doesn't sell tickets, I don't know what will. Right? What will.
For one low cost, come on.
And then there's Bo. August 3rd through the 9th, and a dramatic musical.
Yeah, so now we've gone everywhere from comedy, drama, musicals, straight plays, and this is our dramatic musical that if I was going to put money on any show, that's you're going to say, you know what, I saw it first, and it's going to be on Broadway or off-Broadway within a very short period of time, this is going to be it. It's the show not to miss. It's seven actor musicians play all the roles in the show about Ace, who is a 12-year-old boy who has been told throughout his life that he has no father, no grandfather, no father figure, and he discovers that his grandfather is still alive and his mother has been keeping it a secret the whole time. The two of them reconnect, and Ace learns to play the guitar from his pop-pop bow, as he calls it, his grandfather, and through that learns to accept who he is. It's really a play about being able to look in the mirror and to stop running away from that reflection. I tell you, it's so incredibly moving. The music is at a whole nother level. Written by Douglas Lyons, who Douglas is currently starring in Beautiful on Broadway. Ethan Packjar wrote the music. Ethan was involved in The Uncivil War with us a couple years back. This is the show not to miss. I'm going to keep throwing things out at you. Tony-nominated director Michael Wilson is heading it. It has commercial producers. This thing's got a long life. You'll see it here first.
Bo, running August 3rd through the 9th. You can see the full season by going to atfestival.org, atfestival.org. Trad Rabinowitz is with us this morning telling us all that's going on. And so those are the four main productions. Yep. And then we have Alice in Wonderland.
Yep, our PB&J Cafe, Dinner Theater for Kids.
Yep.
I mean, how cool is that? Your kids get to dine while watching a live theater experience. That's directed by Henry here. They will get to participate in a pre-show art activity.
I pointed like
we were on TV.
No. your intern.
Yes.
Artistic. Who is a producing intern? Is that what you call
it? Yeah, artistic intern.
Artistic intern. You're an artistic intern. That's cool. That's really neat.
So our intern company runs that, and it's been hugely successful. We sell out every year because it's just a unique experience that kids get to experience theater the way an adult would. That's coming soon. So,
yes, June 25th through the 28th, July 16th through the 20th. So you have some opportunities there. Jonathan Byrne's flexible comedy.
Yeah, Jonathan's incredible. It's such a unique act. I saw him basically shove his body through a tennis racket and take his underwear off without removing his pants. And I was like, this guy and I need to be friends.
Was that on stage or just at a party or was that?
It's actually on James Corden.
Oh, okay.
He's been on like Penn & Teller Fool Us. And actually, he was just on America's Got Talent. So some people who watch that show, and I'm told there's millions, 2 weeks ago, he was the start of the show and he got four yeses from the judges. So he's still actively in that show, but you're going to see him June 28th and 29th at ATF performing his original act.
It's Jonathan Byrne's flexible comedy, and that's part of your cabaret series.
Yes.
And then you'll have a greatest hits cabaret as well.
Yeah, we're going to do, to celebrate 25 years, we're going to do songs from the musicals of our past quarter of a century. So you'll see all of your favorite hits, things from like Nikola Tesla Drop the Beat. We'll do a song from that. It could be anything from like Tick Tick Boom to all. Love Letters wasn't a musical, so no song from that show.
Whether
you've seen all of 25 years or you just want to come to hear some great music, it's the best songs from our best musicals from our past.
And then the last thing to mention, unless you have other things that I've forgotten, is Start Again, which is your concert reading on July 19th and 20th.
Yeah, so Start Again, written by the same writer of Nikola Tesla Drops the Beat, which is our best-selling show of all time. He's got a brand new musical. We're doing a concert of it. It's fully, completely in the development stage right now about learning how to get over heartbreak. And how do you go through those stages of grief, and how do you figure out a way to start again? So really, there is nothing that you can miss in this season. It's all great.
So let me ask you a question as I was going over all this over the weekend. So you're producing artistic director here.
Yes.
And you're the producing artistic director at the Bloomington Playwrights Project.
That is correct.
In Bloomington, Indiana. And so what is it like to do that simultaneously?
It's taxing. It's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, the physicality of it, but I would also think that there would be, I mean, do you... So you get a great show that comes through the door. Which does it go to?
Well, so what's great is it gives me the unique capability that no other artistic director has in the country, is that I can develop across multiple platforms. So Calling All Kates is a great example. Calling All Kates was something that I wrote a commission, a grant from the state of New York.
Yes.
They supported that. We wrote it. We did a developmental production in Bloomington for a 100-seat audience, and then we scaled it up last year to do a reading at ATF. We sold out the reading basically six times over, just as a reading here, and said, okay, great, it's ready for a larger scale. And then we added more characters to it. We changed some of the plot so that we can make it ready for this large scale production now that you get to see this week.
So so basically New York would give you money.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That's yep. Nailed
it. It's hard to believe that, yeah, the Cuomo administration would have been better than the Pence administration. All right. Well, interesting.
Well, we can discuss. It's a whole nother show, buddy.
But it's fun. So you have a sort of a dual life.
Yeah, and it just artistically becomes very fulfilling because we can really develop these shows. That are new take a lot of times. Things like, I mean, people know Hamilton. That was not something that's, was written in even a year. It's developed over multiple processes. And so because I've got these two theaters, I can develop it all within my own framework and get it ready for our ATF audience so that when you see it, it's polished and it's ready for Broadway producers to come check it out.
And in my last 30 seconds, nothing against Indiana and Bloomington, certainly, but I would assume you do have an advantage here of being close to the city.
It's a big advantage, but it's also the audience that we have here, the size and scale, the fact that we're selling out like crazy, and it's just a great audience to test these shows. And standing ovations the first two nights at Calling All Kates, so just going to keep rolling with that.
Excellent. It is the Adirondack Theater Festival's 25th season, running through August 9th. It is now underway with Calling All Kates. Performances will take up again on the 18th, so that's tomorrow night.
Yep.
You can find out more by going to atfestival.org. atfestival.org. That link will be on our website as well. Chad, thank you very much for being with us. Really nice to have you as always.
Always fun.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.